All right, welcome to the Retirement Fingerprint Radio Show. This is Brian Levy, joined by my partner and co-host, Shane Brosnan. Shane, it's great to have you back this week.
It is awesome to be back. It's been a couple weeks, so it's fun to get back in the studio with you and have a new show.
Absolutely. So we are super excited. Remember, we are BML Wealth Management. You could always go to our website, bmlwealth.net, to check out some information. We will actually be giving the opportunity throughout the show to get a free copy of a Retirement Fingerprint book, Creating a Retirement Fingerprint as Unique as You. So make sure to stick around. But today's show, we're excited to talk about things that are on your mind, that are on our clients' minds, that's frankly on our mind too, talking about inflation, the concern there, low interest rates, talking about really the risk of the market, this 12-year great run that we've had. And really, I think there's so much on everybody's mind right now, Shane. There's taxes. There's estate taxes, estate planning. I mean, it's just like...
We went from being kind of asleep at the wheel for a while. The last 15, 16 months has been absolutely crazy. And a lot of those things are starting to come to fruition. So having a new person in the White House, we're starting to see inflation creep up a little bit. So these are all things that are on every one of our clients' minds. And I know it's on our listeners' minds too. So let's tackle some of these topics today.
Absolutely. So you just mentioned it, Shana. Why don't we just dig into the elephant in the room that I think everybody's talking about, which is inflation. I know our family went out to Palm Desert. Mm-hmm. My in-laws have a place there, and they didn't invite us for me to come down. It's for the grandkids. So let's be clear. I had nothing to do with it. But it's amazing when we're out there, the cost of dinner in restaurants and the cost of food. And one of the business owners were saying, we haven't seen anything yet in terms of food cost and the lack of labor there. So I know in March, consumer prices rose 2.6%. And in April, think about this, in April, inflation accelerated at its fastest pace in more than 12 years. And the CPI, consumer price index, rose 4.2% from a year earlier. I mean, why does that matter for our clients? Why does it matter, Shane? I mean, give us some perspective on that.
Yeah, well, it matters a lot. And there's a lot of things that people hear about inflation, and a lot of times it kind of sneaks up on you. I think it was actually Ronald Reagan that had the quote that, inflation is a stealthy killer when it comes to retirement. You don't see it happening, just kind of creeps up. And over time, the next thing you know, your spending power isn't what it used to be. You mentioned that, the Fed has a target of about 2% inflation. So it doesn't sound that much, like, 2% a year. But if you had, let's say you had $1 million portfolio, and with just 2% inflation year over year, and you did that for 20 years, that same $1 million would only have the spending power, the buying power, of about $672,000. Wow. 20 years later. So wow. If you're not putting your money into things that can stay pace with inflation right now, which frankly, it's not at the bank. If you're getting anywhere near 2% at the bank, congratulations, give us a call. We want to know about it. But
We're penalized to be savers.
If you're a saver now, a safe saver, there are not a lot of great places to go right now. So if you want to make sure that the money that you've got is going to stay pace with inflation at a minimum, then you've got to look to some of these other solutions possibly. And it's a challenge. And it's, if you fall asleep at the wheel, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years, your spending power is going to be eroded at some point.
Well, not only that, and we talk about this all the time, we joke with our clients, if they were getting 5% guaranteed at the bank, they wouldn't even be talking with us, right?
Absolutely.
So the reality is we have to find ways to keep our clients' money safe, not go backwards. But it's not just good enough to not lose money in the stock market. You now have to think about, like you said, the silent killer. In the government, the Federal Reserve thinks that this is going to be transient inflation, meaning just for a short blip and then it'll kind of settle down. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. I know I got a call today from a client that left a voicemail. They want to talk about, what we're going to do when it comes to the inflation side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a conversation that you should be having with your existing financial advisors. It's a conversation you should be having with your significant others. It is not something that's just going to go away. It's something that you're going to have to make sure you have an effort that you attack it and have a strategy.
Well, right. Absolutely. And the one thing I mentioned to you, Shane, so when I went to the restaurants, the food prices, it felt like it was double. I don't know if I'm just getting older and I felt that way.
But there's a little bit of that too, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I got the gray hair to prove it. Where I think our clients are asking, well, where are we going to see this? Where is it going to impact us the most? The one thing I can tell you, other than gas prices, food prices, the other area is something that we don't think about, which is Social Security.
Yeah.
And Social Security benefits, if you look
at... Well, and let me cut you off quickly on that, Brian. Social Security is a big part of a lot of retirees' lifestyle income. It's a huge part of it. So if you're not having the same inflation protected income that you would want in a traditionally managed portfolio inside your Social Security, there's going to be some possible issues there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just looking at the statistics, since 2000, Social Security has lost about one third of its buying power. And that's according to a recent study, because they fail to keep up with the inflation experienced by those 65 plus population.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And again, there's a lot of people out there that are listening right now to this show where Social Security is a massive part of what they live off of.
So if that's you, if you're listening and you're concerned about the things that we're talking about, which is what our clients are concerned about, we're giving out, like I mentioned from the beginning of the show, a free copy of our retirement planning book. It will cover, it goes into inflation, it goes into Social Security planning and trying to maximize your benefits, get as much juice out of the lemon. All you have to do is text us the word book, B-O-O-K, to 949-561-1555. Again, get your iPhone out, get your pen out, text this number, 949-561-1555. All you have to do is text the word book, B-O-O-K, and I will have our team send out first thing Monday morning a free copy of our retirement planning book in the mail. So Shane, we talked about inflation. We talked a little bit about the low interest rates we're seeing right now. It doesn't come as a surprise to everybody out there. But I want to talk on something that it's kind of been muddled lately, and that's the investment risk, stock market risk. You know, it's been a great run in the markets. I think everybody's fear before the new administration got in is, what's going to happen with the stock market? I mean, what should somebody be thinking about right now? When we always talk about kind of checking, reassessing, kind of taking pulse of where you're at today versus where you were 5 years or 10 years ago. I mean, give us a sense of that.
Yeah, well, I can just tell you what we're hearing and we're seeing here in the office. There's a lot of people who are concerned what's going to happen to their existing assets or their portfolio right now with a new administration. And that doesn't make them either politically lean one way or the other. They're just, it's a new administration and there's some things on the table that they're starting to wonder or worry about what's going to happen with their portfolio. So a lot of people we're seeing, and that frankly we're advocating for, it has been an insanely great run for the last decade. And so it may make sense to look at what you've got and maybe take some chips off the table and reallocate, because things have gotten way out of whack.
Absolutely.
As far as their allocations, whether, you know, how much they had in stock versus fixed income versus other assets. So taking a look at where things are and making sure you kind of rebalance, that's one thing. But the other is just, you know, I use the Vegas analogy, put some chips in your pocket. It's been a great run. You know, make sure you go home with something. And I'm not saying that I think that the market is doom and gloom and that you take your money and go buried it in the backyard. But it does make sense at this point to at least look at the idea of maybe there is an
opportunity. For those in their 50s and 60s, correct, and getting to the point where, hey, you may want to start using some of this money. As you mentioned, I mean, when I go to Vegas, Shane, and my wife's there, I don't know what happens, but she's taking the chips off the table and putting her in her purse. And everybody at the table laughs at me, but guess what?
Yeah.
I end up with winnings, or at least what I started with, right? So I think going back to that is reassessing, and we have this conversation all the time with clients is, okay, now that we're 12, 13 years into this stock market run is, hey, back when we had a financial crisis and you lost half of your money, if you had $500,000 back then, you have over $1 million now. So it's so much more impactful. If you lose half of that, it's a lot bigger number than what you would have lost a while ago.
Well, there's that aspect of it, but the other aspect of it, and again, we're talking about people who are at or near retirement in their 50s and 60s and maybe beyond. You know, what I ask people all the time is, what's going to make a bigger impact on your life at this point? If you make another few percentage points on what you've got, so let's say your million becomes $1,000,001, is that going to change your life? Or if your million becomes 500, what's going to change your life more in a positive or negative way? So going through our process using the retirement fingerprint and going through all the stages that we go through, we just want to make sure that you have things allocated in all the right buckets and making sure that, you know, if that happens again, if there is another 2008 type of scenario, you know, are you going to be okay? And one of the reasons that you can make sure that you're going to be okay is to make some changes before the storm comes.
That's right.
And so get yourself ready for it. Again, I'm not predicting a storm and Brian's not predicting a storm.
I am predicting headwinds, sure.
But there is definitely headwinds, and, you know, nobody ever knows when that's going to happen. So it's just best to be prepared
That's right. And I think, Shane, when you bring that up, the safety and your income bucket and your growth bucket, I think it's really important for people to realize that an all or nothing approach could end up being where you're on the wrong side of that strategy. And so when we talk about how to build a balanced plan and having a certain amount in a long-term growth bucket, a certain amount in a conservative bucket, the reason why we do that is because we don't want to be extreme with our retirement funds. When you have all your money at the bank, okay, we're okay because we have enough. We don't want to risk it in the stock market, but now we're starting to see real inflation.
Yeah, and so there's a balance now.
There's a balance. Now you got to balance it. So now you have your growth bucket, and if the stock market goes down, that's okay because we're okay with that. We have our money to pay for our day-to-day lifestyle. But we see a lot of people where you have it's all or nothing, and right now that becomes a problem.
Well, and I think people have been lulled to sleep a little bit with the, you know, the great market that we've had. They've forgotten. And we were all jarred a little bit at about a year ago, April or so, when things started going down due to the pandemic.
Yep.
Quick rebound, obviously, and everybody's back up or beyond where they were before. But we've all been lulled to sleep, and you know, there hasn't been a long, you know, decline in the market. And, you know, not that we're overdue, but there's for sure going to be a point where something happens where the market goes down. We just want to make sure that the people we're working with are okay with how they're allocated right now. Well, and if they are, then that's fine.
Right. And a lot of people ask us, well, how do you know how much should still stay in the growth bucket? And we use the rule of 100 or the prudent investor rule. And all it is sort of age-based or situational-based investing. If you take 100 minus your age, so let's say you're 60, that leaves 40%. You should have no more than 40% in the growth bucket if you're 60 years of age. Now, obviously, that's a rule of thumb. If you have a large pension, you never need to touch the money, you want to leave it all to your kids, that's going to skew a little bit. But the concept is still the same. It's like when we invest our kids' money in college savings accounts, it's really aggressive when they're young. As they get closer, it goes more into bonds. It's the same concept. So if you're sitting there listening, you haven't kind of either taken chips off the table or tilted the pendulum a little bit to get in line with where you're at, make sure that you're reassessing that. For all of our listeners right now that haven't delved into that and really taken action, you can get a free copy of our retirement planning book. It's called The Retirement Fingerprint. It'll go into the Rule of 100. It'll talk about assessing your risk budget. By the way, Shane, that people, our clients, they don't know how much they spend in retirement. They also don't know how much risk they should be taking. And that's what this book is going to help you determine. So all you have to do is text us the number 949-561-1555. Again, 949-561-1555. Text the word book, B-O-O-K. Get your phone out right now. Text the word book to 949-561-1555. And we'll make sure to mail you a free copy of our retirement planning book first thing Monday morning. We'll be right back after the break.
Your retirement is as unique as your fingerprint. No two are alike. What do you want to do in retirement? Where do you want to live? How much money do you have saved? Brian Levy and his team at BML Wealth Management have helped hundreds of families in the Orange County area plan for their retirement. His book, The Retirement Fingerprint, gives you important information that can help you in your retirement years. And right now, Brian is offering a complimentary copy of his book. Text the word book to 949-561-1555 to get your digital copy. Start planning for your unique retirement today. Get a copy of Brian Levy's book, The Retirement Fingerprint, and do it now by texting the word book to 949-561-1555. That's book to 949-561-1555. Investment advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Group, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. BML Wealth Management and Cooper Financial Group are not affiliated. All insurance services are offered through BML Wealth and Insurance Services, California Insurance License Number 0M15550. Neither BML Wealth Management nor its agents may give tax or legal advice.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Fingerprint Radio Show. This is Brian Levy, joined by my partner and co-host, Shane Brosnan. We are excited to get back again. This is the Retirement Fingerprint Radio Show. We are BML Wealth Management. You can go to our website at bmlwealth.net. You can see we're located right here, kind of the heart of Irvine in Jamboree and the 405 here in Irvine. And we're excited to continue on. We're talking about before the break, Shane, we were talking about inflation and we were talking about really the stock market, kind of a lot of things. We want to continue talking, though, about what's on everybody's mind. And I can't think of something that is being more talked about right now just because of politics than taxes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's favorite subject, right? You know, taxes. So there are a lot of proposals that are on the table right now. Obviously, none of them have actually come to fruition yet. But I think there's a lot of people out there, ourselves and our clients included, that are kind of in a holding pattern to see what happens. And that could be a dangerous place if you're in a holding pattern and things go the wrong way and you haven't made some of the changes that we're talking about. But, you know, whether or not a lot of the things that President Biden is proposing come to be, a reality is yet to be seen. But I think the overarching theme that we're hearing everywhere is that there's going to be some changes. And, you know, whether or not you fall into one of those categories that the changes are going to affect you, that's something you maybe want to talk to your CPA about or a financial advisor. But there are going to be some changes. It looks like it's just we don't know how dramatic some of these things
are going to be. How political it is versus what's actually going to happen. But here's the reality. We know taxes are going up. Where are they going to go up is yet to be seen, but they will go up. And I think what I want to convey for all of our listeners is regardless of what happens, you should have the same theme, which is you want tax-free retirement income. I mean, it doesn't matter whether taxes go up today or 5 years from today. You need to be thinking, how do I get as much tax-free income as possible? Some of the things you want to watch out for are, first of all, I think it's important to note that taxes will be the number one expense all of us will have in retirement because most of our assets outside of our real estate are our 401ks and retirement accounts that have never been taxed.
Well, I think you need to repeat that because we always say that whenever we do one of our workshops. We ask the crowd, you know, what do you think your number one expense is going to be in retirement? Most people say healthcare. Most people will say their housing. For the huge majority of people living here in Southern California, because of the 401ks and because of the way that we've all put money away on a tax deferred basis, it's going to be taxes and it's going to be a large expense. And when we start giving out trillions of dollars in stimulus, at some point, you know, the taxes are going to need to be increased in order to pay for some of this. So I think there's no question that most people are of the belief that taxes will probably go up in our lifetime from where they are now. The question is, what do you do to mitigate that in the future?
And that's a great point. So let's talk about, I want everybody listening to think about your retirement accounts as a business. Okay. So I want everybody to think of your retirement accounts as your business. You created it and you've built up equity. The business is worth something. It's valuable. And you have a partner. Your partner's Sam, but the reality is it's the IRS. Okay. Yeah. The real question is if you had a partner and his name was Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. I mean, you're friendly with him. And you knew that your business is worth $1 million today, but you knew 5 years from now or 10 years from now, it's going to be worth $2 million. And you have the opportunity to buy out your partner. Would you rather buy them out at a lower cost or a higher cost?
Yeah, I think that's a rhetorical question. But obviously, the obvious answer is that people should and would want to buy out their partner at a lower cost. The question is, how do you do that? Or what strategies can you use to do that? Does it make sense? Have you run the calculations? Have you gone through the process of doing that?
Really getting that tax minimization assessment of, hey, here's my 401k. What is the best pecking order? How do I do this? And one of the things we're talking about are Roth IRAs. Should you start paying the tax today? Because I think everyone listening needs to be thinking from a tax standpoint, you're going to pay tax.
Right.
What we need to think about is how do we lower our taxes today? Because that's short-sighted. What we need to be thinking about, how do we lower the taxes over the next, over our retirement, how do we make
just
it
look at
less taxes?
Look at the overall tax burden on some of these accounts.
That's
it's,
right.
It's not necessarily what do I have to pay today. It's what is the tax burden of this account? And I have $1 million 401k, let's say. Okay, what is the tax burden of that over my lifetime? And if you run the calculations and you see kind of what it theoretically could be, it makes sense to at least explore some of these options. While we think taxes are probably at a lower point today than they may or may not be in the future, it's at least makes sense to take some time and look at it.
Well, and what we're talking about are Roth IRAs. Should you pay the tax and put it in a tax-free account?
Well, and I want to back up there for a second, Brian, if I can. But a lot of people are still not aware that there is no income limitation. There are no restrictions on doing Roth conversions. There obviously are still limitations on contributions and all that. But it's the Wild West right now. If you have an account that is in a traditional IRA or traditional 401k that's pre-tax, and you want to go ahead and pay off some of that now while we think taxes are lower, there are no limitations at all as to how much or when you can do that. So it's at least a great idea to look at it and explore it.
But you want to make sure that, like you said, you look at all the pros and cons, because you need to know, hey, if I take this money and pay the tax, how's it going to impact my other taxes, AMT taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare premiums, all of those things. So if you're sitting there, you have a large 401k, a defined benefit plan, retirement accounts, and you haven't looked at that tax burden, give us a call. Text us, actually. We will send you a free copy of our retirement planning book, The Retirement Fingerprint, that'll dive deeper into tax-free retirement income. All you have to do is text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 949-561-1555. Again, that's 949-561-1555. Get your phone out right now. I know you have it sitting next to you. Get your pen out. Jot this number down or text us to 949-561-1555. All you got to do is text the word book. I will have our team first thing Monday morning send out the retirement planning book, The Retirement Fingerprint, and it'll dig deeper into Roth IRAs and tax-free retirement planning. So I want to kind of switch gears here, Shane, and actually it kind of goes in line with what we were talking about from a tax perspective. But, you know, as our clients are getting to the point where they need to start thinking about, what is my game plan? You know, what is my game plan from a legacy standpoint, leaving money behind to my kids, doing an estate plan? I think it's important. I would say, I don't know if you agree with me, Shane, estate planning, beyond tax plan, including tax plan, but estate planning in particular is probably one of the things that people put off the most.
Well, if you think about it, it absolutely is. But what is a worse topic that you can talk about than your own demise? I mean, that's really what you're planning for. So, and we're talking about legacy planning, really, when it boils down, and how you're going to make sure that you leave what you want to who you want, how you want. It's not a fun topic. I mean, and it's something, I think it's a box that you have to check. And I think it's something that is everybody that's listening to this show, whether they have, you know, $100 in the bank or they have $100 million in the bank, you still should at least look at what you're going to do from a legacy standpoint. That time is going to come for all of us, unfortunately, and making sure you take the time to plan and do it the right way can, not only from a money standpoint, but from a peace of mind and from a kind of...
For your family,
just the headache that can come sometimes with probate and all the other things that kind of come along with not setting things up the right way, it can be a really big deal. And it's one of those things that I think, frankly, as advisors, you know, it's a value-added thing that we will do for our clients to get them to do something that, frankly, most of them aren't going to do on their own.
Well, it's not fun. I think it's important for our listeners to understand. When we're talking about estate plan, a lot of people think, well, I'll just write some things down on a piece of paper, or I just need a will. A will is just instructions to a probate judge. And that's why we have our clients sit down and refer out to our estate planning attorneys that help our clients draft a trust and healthcare directives if you become incapacitated. A lot of people just put a joint account or put a beneficiary at the bank. That doesn't cut it. You want to make sure you plan for contingencies. You want to make sure you have a trust. You want to make sure your beneficiaries are done properly.
Well, I was just going to say, the one thing that we're seeing more and more of, something as simple as a beneficiary designation on your 401ks or IRAs.
Retirement accounts.
Just to make sure that, number one, they're set up properly. And number two, to make sure that it's the right people. I mean, how many times have we seen, you know, in my 25 plus years of doing this, there are so many times where I could say we've taken a look at it and gone through and said, okay, let's take a look at the beneficiary. And they're of the belief that it's, you know, whoever, their current spouse. And they may have an old 401k that they haven't looked at for 20 years. And we've looked at it and said, look, the beneficiary designation right now is not your current spouse. It's your previous spouse. And it doesn't matter that you're married to somebody new. Beneficiary designation trumps everything. It's whoever is on that beneficiary designation. Well, so taking the time to look at that stuff is important.
Well, and you bring up a really good point, Shane, which is, you know, I was talking to a client this week. She's going through a divorce. That is an opportune time to not only draft your own trust, a separate property trust, but also making sure things are done properly with a quadro and splitting the 401ks and all that. So when you think about going through a transition, don't wait until you're going through a transition to update things and have a proper estate plan. And I can tell you right now, for people listening, if you have a large estate, if your estate's 20, 30 plus million, even 10 million, you need to be thinking about a little bit deeper than just doing a basic trust, but estate taxes. You need to start thinking, hey, what could my estate be worth 10 years or 20 years from now? And if they lower the estate tax exemption, essentially, let's be honest, it's the death tax.
Yeah.
They're taxing us on the way up. They're taxing us on our capital gains, our income, our Social Security. And then guess what? When it's all done being taxed, it's taxed again.
Yeah, well, and Brian, I started in this business in the mid-90s. And the changes that have gone through the estate tax code over that time has been just mind-boggling. So
they can't make up their mind, to be honest.
So my point is, even though you think you've done your planning,
yeah,
you may have done it at that current time of your life, but it's changed a lot. When I first started, 25 plus years ago, the exclusion or the exemption was about $1 million per person.
So if you're married and you had less than $2 million, you don't have any estate tax.
Then there was no problem. Flash forward to current day. As a married couple, it's over $20 million. And there's a lot of talk right now within the government of reducing that significantly.
Oh, yeah. They're thinking, let's call it $6 million a person or $12 million as a married couple.
Which is still a lot of money.
Which is a lot of money. Let's be clear about that. However, if you're listening, you were in that range of 10, 20, 30 million. In the past, you didn't have to do anything about it. Now you need to start thinking about that because, again, we go back to who's your partner. When you're gone, the government gets a third.
Yeah.
Of your money. I mean, that's a big deal. So we're talking to clients right now doing estate planning where in the past they didn't have to. And a lot of times when you talk about estate planning, you think, oh, well, I'm only going to do advanced planning with an attorney. And sometimes that's great. Now, if you're in the even higher, like 40, 50 million, now you need to start doing things where you give up control of your money so it's not taxed on the estate side. But there's a lot of tools out there like survivorship life insurance and things that can help pay off the taxes in the government. So your family has access to the money and they get the full amount you want to leave behind. So there's a lot of strategies out there that you need to consider when it comes to estate planning from, like you mentioned, Shane, basic trusts, putting healthcare directives in place, but also the more advanced stuff if you're in that position where you have to worry about
that. And it all goes back to taxes. I mean, so if you're of the belief that with what's been going on over the last 15 plus months with all the stimulus money that's gone out, the trillions of dollars that the government we now have as debt, there's only a few things you can do. You need to either cut spending, we're not great at that, or you can raise revenue. So we're of the belief that there probably will be higher taxes and it falls into your ordinary income taxes, but it also spews over into the estate tax,
right?
So it's something to look at.
Absolutely. So if you're listening right now, estate taxes are so important, not just estate, just estate planning in general. All you have to do is text us to 949-561-1555. Text us the word book. We will get you in our book, The Retirement Fingerprint, we'll get you a free copy. In there, there's a chapter in and of itself just on estate planning. So you could start to think about what can I do to minimize those estate taxes and make sure that my assets are taken care of the way we want it to be taken care of. So again, get your phone out, get your pen out, text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 949-561-1555. And we'll send that out first thing Monday morning. It's been a great show, Shane. We look forward to next week.
I'm excited for next week. See you then.
Investment advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. California Insurance License 0M15550. BML Wealth Management and Cooper Financial Group are not affiliated. This radio show is a paid placement.